This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. I was really moved by her introduction. I didn't expect it. You know, I think that there is no better time for that message. And that is a message that, alhamdulillah, Delia shared, and I hope, inshallah, to continue with. And that is exactly that, yes, we go through hardships. And yes, right now, it feels like it's dark. But you see, the thing is about darkness and the thing about hardships is that it is not to be surprising. It is not unexpected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran, and the Prophet ﷺ have told us, and they have prepared us for what we will face in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, we will surely test you. You know, the thing is about a very, very caring parent, for example. When you really love your child, and your child is like getting, you know, he's going to set out, or she's going to set out to her first day at school, and you're really concerned about your child, you're going to want to prepare your child for what they will face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more mercy for us than a mother to her child. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is high above any analogy, is preparing us for what we will face. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will surely try you. We will surely test you. And then He doesn't just tell us that He will test us, but He tells us how He will test us. He tells us the different types of tests that we will face. Why is this important? The reason this is important is because when you are prepared for something, then you are in a much better position to succeed. When you are prepared, it's like, you know, the power of an ambush is that it's unexpected, right? It comes at you and you're not prepared, you're not expecting it, and then that's when you can be defeated more easily. But when you are prepared, then you have a much better chance of being successful. Allah is preparing us. As she said, we are soldiers. We are warriors. And I'm not talking about the physical sense. I'm talking about the inner sense. We are spiritual warriors. It is one of the most beautiful descriptions of what a believer has to be. A spiritual warrior. What does that mean? We are prepared. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will surely try you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. We will surely try you with some peace. بِشَيْء. Something of. So there's some portion of fear. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. One of the things we will be tried with, one of the things we will be tested with is fear. Delia spoke a lot about fear and the consequences of fear. Fear, it's one of those things that we have to deal with in this life. It's one of the tests of this life. And if you actually study, for example, the types of hardships that people face mentally, mental disorders, you will find that they fall into two categories generally, and that is anxiety disorders and depressive disorders. There's two main things that really test us in this life, that the hardships of this life, and they are fear and sadness. Fear is one of the tests of this life. Many of us, especially in the climate that we live in right now, we live in fear. And if we allow it, fear can consume us. That's the thing about fear too, is whatever you focus on grows. If you focus on your object, if you focus on what it is that you're afraid of, you will only become more and more afraid. You know, I used this analogy recently, and that is that once we started hearing, especially in the U.S., we started hearing about all these various types of Islamophobic attacks, things happening to women with hijab, and so on. And people were talking about it, and it was being like, it was all over the news, your news feed, and you know what I'm saying? And so what was happening was now there was this discussion about, okay, well, maybe I need to loosen my hijab a bit, you know? Or maybe I need to maybe wear a baseball cap instead. Or maybe, you know, maybe we move towards taking out, etc. But this is the natural progression that's going to happen when we're focused on the fear. When we're focused on the bad things that are happening. Because they start to become bigger and bigger. And the analogy that I used is this. Anytime you get into a car, forget about airplanes for a second. We're all scared of airplanes. Anytime you get into a car, there is a legitimate chance that you will get in a car accident. It's a real fear. It's a real threat. Yeah? But you see, you and I, when we're talking and when we converse and when we're having discussions, we don't talk incessantly about car accidents. We don't talk about what happened in that car. Oh, you know that one person, they got in a car accident and this happened to them and then they became paralyzed. And if we did speak that way, we would never want to get behind the wheel again. So what we do is we put our seatbelt on. We don't focus on the threat itself, but we keep moving. And we continue to go in cars and we continue to move. Similarly, when it comes to the threats that we have around us, yes, there are threats. And yes, there is that danger in that sense. But unless we have to focus forward. Otherwise, we won't be able to keep going. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will surely test you of something of fear, what does Allah say next? وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And then he says something of hunger. So, no, something, لَوَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. So something of hunger and then loss. Allah is preparing us for the types of trials that we're going to go through. Now, after saying all of that, Allah tells us that there will be loss. Loss in wealth, loss in souls, and then loss in the fruits of our toil. I want to take a moment and talk about that. When we talk about, you know, this ayah is talking about fruits of our labor. But see, you don't have to be a farmer to understand the relevance of this. Because I don't think anyone in this room is a farmer. Any farmers in the room? Surprisingly, there are no farmers in London. So, does that mean this ayah doesn't apply? Because I didn't go and put seeds and plant things, and so it doesn't apply to me. The answer is obviously it still applies. What is it talking about? It's talking about what Dalia was saying, for example, of saying that we're mailmen. Our job is not the outcome. Our job is to deliver. Our job is to put the seed in the ground. Our job is not what comes out. Because that's up to Allah. Allah is telling us that one of the tests that we will face is a loss in the fruits of our toil, meaning that we may put in a lot of effort in our lives. And this applies to everyone, whether it is politically or it's in your personal life or it's in your, you know, maybe you stayed up all night studying for an exam and you still failed. Yeah? Ever happened? You still did poorly on the exam. This is a loss in the fruits of our toil. This is part of the tests of this life. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because we shouldn't be shaken by these tests. The reason we should realize that these tests are to be expected. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرُ الصَّابِرِينَ. Who are these people that Allah is giving glad tidings to? Give glad tidings to the sabirin, the patient ones. How do we be among these people that Allah is giving? How can we be successful in the darkness, essentially? This is what it's talking about. Allah is saying you will face dark times. You will face tests. It wouldn't be dunya if you didn't. It would not be dunya. It would be something else called Jannah, inshallah. But this is dunya and we face these tests. How can we be successful in the darkness? Allah says, how? He says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who, when the calamity of all sorts, we're going to face all sorts of calamities, collectively and personally, locally and globally, we're going to face all types of calamity. When the calamity befalls them, they respond with inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, brothers and sisters, is not just a statement that you say when someone dies. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is a paradigm. It's a way to see the world. And it begins and can only happen with the beginning part, which is inna lillah. What does inna lillah mean? Inna lillah means, indeed, we and everything belongs to Allah. You cannot be among these people who Allah is giving glad tidings to, these people who are termed as a sabirin, unless you have this concept and you have it strong. And that is, inna lillah, that everything, everyone, all things belong to Allah. What does that even mean? It means that all power is with Allah. It means that no change happens except by Allah. It means everything that I have is from Allah. Everything that I lose is going back to Allah. Allah is the owner. You know what la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah means? Because today is a night of, like, this is the theme, right? Night of destiny, night of power. It's a night of change. That's where power comes, the ability to transform, the ability to grow. But where does change come from? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a very, very powerful statement. In fact, it's called one of the Prophet ﷺ said it's a jewel, a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. Why? Because in it is the secret. Inna lillah, the secret, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What does la hawla mean? La hawla literally means that there is no change in state. Hawla, yatahawwal, means to change. That nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change in our condition. Nothing is going to change in your life. Nothing is going to change in your relationships. Nothing is going to change for us as a community or as an ummah or anything. وَلَا قُوَّةٍ, and there is no power or strength. إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This is very powerful to understand this. That there is no change and there is no power or strength except by Allah. That is the first part. That is the first part of the criteria of being among those who have this glad tidings. وَبَشِّرُ الصَّابِرِينَ. How can you be among those people? You have to have that down first. You have to understand where change comes, where change happens from. You have to understand where to put your dependence. I'll tell you something that I noticed recently. We were really, really happy a few weeks ago when the media was saying good stuff about us because of Muhammad Ali. We were really happy. Understandably so. Yeah? But then we became really, really sad because then the media switched and was saying bad stuff about us. Understandably so. But there is actually a subtle problem here. There is a subtle problem here. It's an indication that we're attached to something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our change, for the change of our condition. And that's what the people are saying. You see what I'm saying? So there was a subtle indication in the fact that we lost hope. As soon as the media was saying good stuff, we had hope. Oh my God, they're saying good stuff about us. Yes, right? But then as soon as, oh my God, they're saying bad stuff about us, we lost hope and we began to despair. That's an indication that we are attached to the means. Make sense? It's an indication that we believe somewhere inside that our condition is going to change by what the media is saying about us. By what the media, if the media likes us, then we have hope. And if the media doesn't like us, we lose hope and we become despairing. That's a problem. Because you see, the means comes and goes. The mean flips. These are just tools. These are tools. Change doesn't come from what the media says or what the media doesn't say. Change comes from Allah. And here's most importantly, victory in the Nasr, right? The Nasr. The victory does not come from the creation. It doesn't come from what Sky or Fox or... It doesn't come from what they say. It comes from Allah and only from Allah. And until we can understand that, nothing is going to really change. We have to be very, very careful where we're putting our dependence. And if our dependence is on Allah for that change and for that victory that only comes from Allah, then we won't be going up and down in our hope and our despair. One day we're full of hope, and then the next day, 24 hours later, we're full of despair. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't go up and down. Allah's promised victory doesn't come and go. It's stable. And if our hope is in Allah, and that we realize Allah's promise is true, right? If we realize that Allah's promise is true and He never breaks His promise, then our own inner state isn't going to be so up and down, right? Shaken, so easily shaken, right? We go this way, the media says we go this way, the media says we go that way. The Prophet ﷺ called us, he said that there will be a time when the ummah will be like the froth on the ocean. Yeah, the froth on the ocean just goes whichever way the tide takes it. That's how we've become. We need to be like the tree, you know, the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in Surah Ibrahim. Asluha thabit wa far'uha fis sama. That its foundation is solid. Its roots are solid. And then the branches can reach the sky. We can't be like the froth on the ocean that goes this way, goes that way with the tide. Today we're in fashion, tomorrow we're not, so we just go with the flow. No, the solid tree that has solid roots, it doesn't just go with the flow. It's solid, regardless of the wind that comes, regardless of the rain that comes, it stays solid. Yes, trials will come. Someday they're going to like us, someday they're not going to like us. We don't bend this way and that way based on what public opinion says about us that particular day, or based on who gets elected into office. We can't be that flimsy. We can't just fall into despair and just want to fall down and die because Trump gets elected. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If we're going to have these storms, he's going to say, don't let Muslims in. Okay, these are storms. These are storms. But we can't be so flimsy. We just fall into despair because a storm came. We have to be more solid. And you can only be solid if your foundation is solid. That's the only way. If your foundation is not solid, you will never be solid. So we have to put our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize experientially, not just in you know, lip service, that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no change. There is no change in our state, in any state, in anything, wa la quwwa, and no power or strength illa billah, except by Allah. And that victory will only come from Allah. The change in our state will only come from Allah. Inna lillah. And then finally, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And indeed, we will return to Allah. Those are the people who Allah gives the glad tidings to. The people who can respond when calamity hits them. And they can realize that everything belongs to Allah. We all came from Allah, and to Allah we return. They are the ones who realize Allah is in charge. Not who's in office, not the referendum, not this law, not that law, not what the media is saying. Are they for us or are they against us? Allah is still in charge. Regardless of who's in office, regardless of what's voted or not voted, Allah is still in charge. This is tawheed. This is the real tawheed in action. It's not just la ilaha illallah that we say when we're praying. This is tawheed in action, to realize that Allah is in charge. Finally, I want to remind you and myself what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Do you believe, do you think that you will enter paradise without experiencing what those who came before you experienced? مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَضَرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. They experience adversity, hardships, calamities, and they were shaken. وزلزلوا وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله. And they were shaken so much till even the messengers and those with the messengers asked, when will the help of Allah come? متى نصر الله. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, the help and victory of Allah is near. أَقُلِي قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُ وَبِحَمْدَكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.